Welcome back to NFL Schwitz. Week 4. We'll be discussing the end of the Melvin Gordon holdout with the Los Angeles Chargers, some Baker Mayfield, Rex Ryan beef, this weekend's key matchups, and much, much more. Beginning with a couple of headlines, Melvin Gordon ends his holdout, reporting back to the Chargers. He will not play this week, as I believe they're on a bye, but is expected to be back for Week 5. How much does this help the currently 1-2 underperforming Chargers?
Well, first of all, they're in Miami, right? Are they in Miami? Is this the 29th? Yeah, they're in Miami this weekend.
The college football looking Dolphins.
Yep, they're at the Miami Hurricanes home stadium. No better place to pick up that morale than in sunny Miami. So I feel like this is the ideal team for Melvin Gordon to go against, but. I mean, he'll get another week of rest and of work and getting acclimated. But and next week he's got the Broncos at home, divisional game. Your question was, how does it help?
How does it help them? Does it help them?
I think definitely. I think Eckler's a really nice passing back. But
I think that was the implication of the question. How much better is he in the system than Eckler significantly?
I think Eckler's like a different kind of back. And you can't roll with just Eckler and Justin Jackson.
Eckler.
Yeah, by the way,
roll.
I like Eckler a lot.
Roll, but there is no C. I think it's just Eckler.
It's a K.
No, it's
I'm
an
saying
E-C-
there's no
K.
It's no,
it's
not.
E-K. It's E-K. E-K.
All right, well.
So what am I saying wrong?
By the way, I realized that we didn't introduce ourselves. I'd assume that by week 20 of the show, you do know my voice is Boy With No Job.
I'm a little nasally this
Victor.
Week. I'm Jack.
Jack. I just pointed to you individually.
And
that was Jack.
But let me finish my point. Because you cut me off with the whole Austin Eckler thing. He shows a new face to this running back game, and I think with the rise of Justin Jackson, you'll actually be able to go running back by committee, and then after this year, you could let Melvin Gordon walk because he's not 12 to 13 million. He's not Le'Veon Bell. He's not Zeke Elliott. So just get the most out of him starting in October and go from there. Win the division. Come on. Do something.
Yeah, I mean, this helps. This helps light years. Leaps and bounds, as we like to say. I'd love to use a ton of different metaphors, but it's going to go nowhere.
What year are you from? The 40s?
And, they say I should have been born a different time. And to this day, I'm wondering, why was I born in the 90s?
Well, because...
Why couldn't I have been, at another time? I could have invented podcasts.
Bonnie and Jesse had a really nice night out, and they went back. They're like, hey. What are you thinking?
Look, it's
by the way, is that your lifelong dream? Inventing the podcast?
Yeah, no. It's always
he said, God, if I wasn't born in the 90s, I could have invented the podcast.
By the way, the podcast was invented like 8 years ago.
You could have invented a lot of things.
You could have been like a really smart 20 year old.
You could have
19 year old.
I could have been smarter than a fifth grader.
True. Nice. You were a dumb 19 year old.
The thing that you really have to focus on, and it's great that you brought up Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler, you're absolutely right, is a different kind of back. He's wildly different. And
leaps and bounds.
He is someone that you throw out a lot of checkdowns, a lot of routes being run in the passing game, which is great for Phillip Rivers. But what's going to be even better for Phillip Rivers and the Chargers as a whole is having Melvin Gordon out there every single play that you can. And, you got to ease him into it. We don't know if he had that sort of Ezekiel Elliott situation where he was training somewhere else with a quarterback somewhere
far away.
Don't mind
me, I'm just joking to death.
And you look great. So to me, it's Melvin Gordon in the running game of the Los Angeles Chargers that we've come to know for the last 3 years. He has only gotten better every single year. The one knocking him is always the yards per carry, but he gets in the end zone. He finds the end zone. He does get injured, but look, This is not an injury thing.
No,
this is a holdout thing. It's going to help the Chargers tremendously. They're 1-2. They were a very popular pick. When we did our preview for the NFL, I think everybody was sort of in on the Chargers.
Not me. I wasn't there.
Beyond us, Ben, we know you love the Chiefs, and who's not to love the Chiefs? But this definitely helps the Chargers. And Ben, I would say to you, they're 1-2 now. Where would you see them coming down the line record? I mean, he's only going to play Week 5. Let's assume they beat the Dolphins this week. So let's say he comes back 2-2.
Against the Broncos.
Right. How do you see...
Oh, they're not on a bye this week?
I mean, no, it's technically a bye when you're playing the Dolphins.
Turn your fucking brain on. I said in Miami.
That's why I just sort of assumed
you
it.
You looked at
here?
Me.
So let's say
what
they
are we
get,
doing here?
Let's say they get to 2-2. How do you see their path playing out for the rest of the season with Melvin Gordon now that he's missed... Well, he will have missed a quarter.
So I got to be honest. I don't think that this helps the Chargers that much, and here's why. He held out because he's looking for a new contract. He's a guy that's injury prone.
He came back because if he didn't come back, he wouldn't have any money. He would lose his money for the season. I think that at some point, when you don't report in...
he had a month, so technically it was till the end of November.
He could have waited a little bit. He
cut it short because Eckler's putting on a show, and he's like, honestly, they don't need me. Yeah, it's probably
smart. So I think that if he doesn't get injured, he is not going to play at 100% regardless, because he just released a statement. I don't know if you guys saw that after the season, he is not re-signing with the Chargers. It is known that Melvin Gordon wants to go somewhere else. So sure, could he ball out? Maybe.
Could he protect his body?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, he could get the extension. That was the whole point of this.
I just think that Philip Rivers is one of the most overrated quarterbacks.
What?
I think he is just not very good.
I don't know why everybody does this, because everybody says about Philip Rivers.
I just don't like him.
Look,
he's very turnover prone. They don't have a kicker.
He's a slinger.
Their kicker sucks. Badgley's
out. Shame on you.
Yeah. Their kicker sucks.
He's out. He hasn't played yet.
Yeah.
The guy that is kicking sucks.
Say that.
I have a question. The guy who's kicking is not the kicker?
No, he's the punter.
Great. Is he kicking?
They're all kicking.
I have a question. If Alshon Jeffrey's playing quarterback, is he a quarterback?
No, is he the quarterback, though? No.
He's currently the fucking quarterback.
He's a quarterback.
This is dumb and you're wrong. I don't think that the Chargers are a very good team. I think that they finished the season at, let's go with 9-7.
By the way, as a Jets fan, I'll take 9-7 any day.
Yeah, but people are saying that they were going to get over 10 wins, and I'm sure that they still
can. Well, they lost.
I mean, look, they're 1-2. Let's just say for... you know, argument's sake, they will beat the Dolphins the way everybody else being 2-2. Then you go back to L.A.
You get Oakland twice.
You get the Broncos in Week 5.
Look out for a loss.
And then, look, you are...
Is Derwin James coming back at any point?
He's supposed to be midseason. But, look, it would be impossible to ignore the fact that they are without a, you know, big-time runner, a guy who can really run between the tackles, plow his way through. I mean, Eckler is not that kind of back. Justin Jackson, not that kind of back. They're small. It's insane to say that it will not help them in some measure, maybe not leaps and bounds, in some measure.
So I'm assuming that you think that he's going to get the $12 to $13 million that he's looking for in the offseason.
Well, look, as I said before, the only thing that's really been critical of his running is his yards per carry over the past 3 years. This was in his fourth year, hence the rookie deal, looking for an extension.
I think it's his fifth, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
You're right.
You're always a year shy on these.
I know, but like a year's fine. If I had said like, hey, he's a rookie,
you look for the young in these guys.
So you're right. This is his fifth season, but he's only gotten better every single year. Jack and I know this because we draft him 3 years in a row in fantasy. Always the surprise of the draft, falling back. Guy gets in the end zone time and again.
His first year,
right? So look, we all know the Ezekiel Elliott situation. He got the 15. Whatever million that he wanted. Gurley was, I guess, 14.75. That's the gold standard for running backs. Is he going to get that? I mean, he's asking for 12 to 13. I think if he comes back, they get to at least second round of the playoffs. Absolutely, he'll get that money.
Does he deserve it? Jack, you're sitting back.
I'm sitting back because it's kind of funny that Melvin Gordon has commanded like 12 minutes of conversation.
He hasn't played a game yet. He's an elite back. This is a big story.
He's a second tier back.
And for the record, his contract
I have a question. He's a second tier back, but you think he's going to help the Chargers immensely?
Yeah.
So you think Austin Eckler's what?
I think Austin Eckler's a nice side piece. He's my side bitch.
I think he's a tier two back.
No, he's getting the ball from Philip Rivers. By the way, this is where Philip Rivers proves his worth.
Great. So it's not Philip Rivers. So you think that the Chargers O-line is responsible for Melvin Gordon? It's Philip Rivers. Yeah. He's the one blocking for him.
He's the one slinging it to Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler is a passing back. Vic, just on record, Jack is being a moron today.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
are. He's a passing back. You get to show Melvin Gordon, who's like three heads taller than Eckler. He's a really strong...
Eckler? Even the way he's...
What's wrong? Eckler. E-K-E-L-E-R. Eckler.
I don't know what beef is bigger, the beef between me and you right now or the beef between Baker Mayfield and Rex Ryan.
It's definitely Baker and Rex, because when Rex is involved and Rex is willing to get a tattoo of his favorite quarterback, it's between Rex and Baker.
Rex said, quote, "Baker is overrated as hell." Baker came back with, "If you don't wear orange and brown, you don't matter." And Rex Ryan doesn't have any colors on right now for a reason. Do you agree with Rex? I'm going to steal this quickly. Baker Mayfield is an incredibly overrated quarterback.
Yes, that I agree
with. That offensive core is so, so, so good. That O-line is giving him plenty of time. He is doing exactly what Felipe Franks did before he got injured. He holds the ball, sack. And if they just ran the damn ball last week, it could also be offensive play calling. So maybe we blame Freddie Kitchens a little bit.
Freddie caught in the kitchen.
Because you see Nick Chubb running the fuck out of the ball. Literally, I think he was averaging 7 yards a carry. Something insane. First and goal.
Really bad play
calling. You throw the ball four straight times.
Such bad play calling.
Such bad play calling. So I think Baker Mayfield's overrated. I think Freddie Kitchens needs to be on the hot seat immediately, especially because—
It's his fourth game.
And they're going to lose. They're going to be 1-3. They're going into Baltimore. What do you do when you're 1-3 when you have expectations of winning the division? You know they were even money in Vegas to win the division?
But that's because the— But you need time to build a camaraderie, to build a locker room.
What about last year? It's
morale and winning doesn't just come about, especially in football. It takes time. And I think the worst thing they could do is, I mean, I don't know inside the locker room and really what these guys feel about Freddie Kitchens, but if they really buy into him and believe in him, then I think the worst thing you could do is fire him after this one season. Keep him around, finish strong. I mean, we just fucking started. But could I say one thing? I think Baker's comeback is literally the dumbest thing ever. If you don't wear orange and brown, it sounds like he's saying if you don't wear shit, like that's like shit color.
They have the worst jersey in football.
If you're not covered in like in crap, in trash, then get out of here. Like, by the way, he's kind of right, but Rex is still an analyst. And I think Rex is such a football guy that he just has to take a fiery take. And he's kind of right here, but he did piggyback on a couple other guys who were like, Baker's actually not that good. But if you read what Rex had said before, overrated as hell, he said at the draft and last year, he believed in him big time. He's like, Baker's going to be great. I think we're just seeing a guy who's now got, well, what is it, 13 games of tape?
Thirteen plus the three now.
You see a lot of tape of Baker in the NFL. It's not the same Baker that came out of Oklahoma and was just running
right.
All over
and I love that you just brought in probably the two things I was going to say. The first would be that you're right. Rex Ryan, actually, what he said even before that was he was talking about the whole offense. He goes, "You got Jarvis Landry, you got Odell Beckham Jr., you got Nick Chubb, and yeah, Baker Mayfield. Yeah, he's whatever." Like that is literally what he said. Yeah, he's overrated. Sorry, not whatever. And then he talked about how he was high on him in coming into the draft, coming out of Oklahoma. Look, this is Rex Ryan's job. His job is to commentate, be an analyst. You got a panel of about six guys up there. You got him, Randy Moss, you know, everybody that's always on the show there.
I love where you're going with
and
this, by the way.
That's his job. You know what your job is, Baker Mayfield? Your job is to sling the football. Your job is to get in the huddle, get out there, and command your troops on the field. That's your job. The second thing I wanted to say is that in those 13 games last year, he led all rookies in passing. He was phenomenal. Everybody loved him. Now you get to these three games. Look, you have the first game that we have no idea what the hell happened against the Titans. Nobody can explain that. Then you get the Jets. They beat Gangrene. They beat us 23-3, I think it was.
Also, that's the team he likes to beat up on.
Right.
That's now the second
and
time.
And then they play a really, really tough Rams team that is easily a top five team in this league, in my eyes at least. So look, you're 1-2 now. Who do they have this week?
Ravens. They're going to lose.
They have the Ravens. Yeah. That'll be tough also.
It's a tough division. And the Steelers are the best.
My old thing is where's the slack? Where's the slack for a guy? And look, I understand this is kind of on him. Because
There's no slack. He lost by 40 points at home in the opener.
Okay, people do that all the time. And those games happen. Those games happen. You can't say they never happen.
You can't be the
Browns.
Every
now and then the Golden State Warriors lose by 20. It happens.
Dude, you can't be the Browns coming off this offseason with this much hype.
Right.
And Baker
Baker
shotgunning beers, OBJ wearing $1 million watches. It's just bullshit. Sorry, continue.
You look like Andy Milonakis.
I think those things are actually what makes them all likable. Like, people love Odell Beckham Jr. because he wears two different kinds of cleats, and he practices in one, has the other.
Nobody has those cleats. Do cleats translate to wins?
No, but I'm saying the off-the-field stuff, in terms of those antics, I love. I'm a fan of. At an Indians game, yeah, be in the suite, shotgun a beer. That's hilarious. The thing that he did this offseason, which is what's, I think, affecting all of this, is that he came out and said, we're going to be amazing. Look out for us. We're the team to beat. I think that is where he really went awry with this whole thing.
I love it too, and that's why we're Minshew's men, because that fucking guy is playing better football this season than Baker Mayfield with no offensive guys to throw to. Who are the wide receivers for the Jacksonville Jaguars, considering they're also 1-2, lost by 1 to the Texans, a love very it. Good football team,
Didi.
And he has the
it.
Same antics.
All right, but his antics. And they lost by 7 of the Rams.
And you know what? He's shotgunning beers midseason, and he's in jorts, so he has no excuse. Baker's taking a hiatus from beer.
I just think, yes, he could have
avoided on your first
this.
Point?
The thing, Rex thing?
No, the talking. How you said it's Rex's job to talk, and what right. Baker did is talk. And you see that he talk at Daniel Jones, barking at him. I mean, if Baker wants to be on the offense, like, you know, the one instigating with other, kind of like Jalen Ramsey
on
the offensive, sorry.
No, I
then,
know what you were
yeah.
getting at.
Then he's got to back it up. So I think that put the spotlight not only on the Browns, let alone OBJ, Landry, Njoku, Miles Garrett.
Like, you know what he should have said?
But he commanded the offseason by barking at Daniel Jones, saying, how could you draft this guy? This guy's a scrub.
And by the way, he's going to be better, but we'll get to that. I want to quickly point out that the Browns very easily could start this season 1-6.
They are playing such a tough.
They're playing
games.
The Ravens. They're going to lose. They're playing the 49ers. I think they're going to lose.
At
they're
home
playing,
or
in 49ers. Then they're playing the Seahawks.
In 49ers.
Then they're playing
in
the 49ers. Then they're playing the Patriots.
Okay, so
then
they have a
then
tough
schedule. Then they have a like a softer game in Denver. Then they play the Bills, the Steelers. They could easily go 1-9.
And what if Mayfield is doing everything? What if he's not turning it over? What if he's completing 65% of his passes? He's throwing for 300 yards.
By the way, you're describing
a
different player than what we've seen through three games.
But that's what I'm saying.
Then this is
you could also
the Browns team is different,
right? But you could also be 1-2-4 or 3-3. And look, I mean, look, Andrew Luck last year they started off 1-5. They won 10 games in a row. I'm not saying it's exactly comparable. I'm not saying exactly comparable.
And the defense is good.
But to me, what he should have said. Is he should have pulled a Belichick. We're just worried about Baltimore this week.
Yeah.
We're just worried about Baltimore. I want to make my plays. I want to build on last week. I want to forget about the Rams. I want to move on to Baltimore. All our focus is on the Ravens. That's what he should have done. Look, he's still learning. This is a guy who literally resisted arrest, ran away from cops. He's a guy who pulled on his groin on the sidelines to a bunch of fans in Kansas. These are the things that we...
Threw the flag into
right,
the...
Right. These are the things we... Came to hate, but then also came to love about him and his antics. And look,
good
if he
point.
Can manage these freaking antics.
That's a good point, Vic. I'm plus one
if,
for Vic.
Dude,
you know,
if he can just resist the way I can't resist to make a comment every time I see someone in the street walking 2 miles down, I'm like, hello, can we move it along here? It's I think true. He's going to be just fine if he can resist the comments.
Good. I think that because you're clearly very much on Baker's shit.
Yeah, everything
here.
Okay.
So that's
no,
fine.
I'm saying what I want him to do.
I think Vic's covered in orange and brown.
That's fine. No, and that's
exclusively.
Fine.
Exclusively. It's great, fine. Great color patterns.
I want to quickly bring
trash
up.
Trash and old mustard.
I want to quickly bring up Daniel Jones because we mentioned him for a second. And I personally think that Daniel Jones is going to have a better career than Baker Mayfield.
What a hot take, Ben.
Is that a hot take or
no? No, I think it's like the
we haven't spoken about Daniel Jones on this show yet.
Of the week. No, I think it's a good
take.
He's got better size.
I love how he goes, someone mentioned Daniel Jones. He mentioned Daniel Jones.
We haven't spoken about him yet. Down 18 points at the half.
So good.
The greatest start for a quarterback in Giants history.
1-0.
We could pump the brakes if we wanted to.
1-0.
Yeah, the bar was really set really
high. The most passing yards.
What did
he? Wasn't
he responsible for like 4 touchdowns?
Yes, 2 rushing
awesome.
And 2 throwing.
I mean, he shows a different versatility, a different repertoire than Eli, obviously. And compared to Baker, I mean, I'm an eye test guy, and I see Daniel Jones, and to me, he looks a little taller than Baker.
Just a
and
little.
And I like that. And he could see over the O-line. Baker has to pull it out, you know.
Baker looks like Vic. No wonder you like him. You guys are brothers.
Thank you. You want to know who else was great in his debut? You want to know who else had a comeback victory in his debut? Baker Mayfield. And do not forget what happened, because I never will, because it was against
5-9.
The Jets. This was last year. It was a Thursday night football. Was it week 3, I think? Who was their quarterback? Oh, it was Tyrod Taylor. Gets knocked out of the game. Jets are winning. We're like, Jets season's great, Darnold. I'm just saying, that was Darnold's first game. Everyone's high on him. He ended up performing very well last season. I hope the same for Daniel Jones. But here we go again. One great game. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, or should we all say the Danny wagon. And... I just remember what's ahead. Just remember what's ahead. There's a long season. Don't forget.
A long season. Yes, I see. You can stop showing me that. A long season that might not include Cam Newton. Moving into injuries, possible shutdown for Cam Newton again. He said he's hurt, but not dead. But your play on the field looks like you're dead, and you seem to suck. Will Cam Newton return this season? Anyone can steal it.
By the way, I feel like only people who are dead say things like that. Like, I'm down, but not dead.
Just
like,
when they pull me. Hey, pull me right back.
Yeah,
in.
I think, what are the Panthers right now? 1-2?
1-2.
I'm not sure. I'm trying to pull up their schedule, but I'm not so sure Cam Newton will be playing any meaningful games this year. I think at a point you want to hold him back and, like, not play him if there's no point, but they've got it home to Jacksonville. They could win that. Home to the Bucs. I think it matters how this plays out.
Right, that was going to be my follow-up to you, and just only because you said it, and yeah. You could feed it right back. My whole thing is, do you think he's going to be physically ready to play regardless of record? Do you actually think, I mean, this is a weird kind of...
What is it, there, Liz there is Frank, right?
Liz
what
Frank is Liz fracture Frank? In your foot.
Who's Liz
which is apparently
Frank?
Why he hasn't been running, which is not the Cam Newton we know and love. So my question to you is, it's an indefinite timetable. Nobody has any idea. They're saying he needs rest. They like what they see at Kyle Allen. I mean, do you think he's actually physically ready to be the Cam Newton that we love?
I mean, this is the same guy that got in a car crash and then like played the next week. I think physically he'll be okay. I think at a point he's still, you know, the face of the franchise, him, McCaffrey. I think they had high hopes this year. If the season continues to slide a bit, you just run with Kyle Allen and see where you could go. And who knows, maybe Kyle Allen turns into... I know how you feel. You really like Kyle Allen.
I was just going to say, I think that if the Panthers win some games, they're not going to be able to just insert Cam Newton again because this guy can clearly throw the ball. I understand
it's
that it's one
game. It's a double-edged
sword. I understand that they can
He's
run the
He's
got
to win games, but not too many games.
I understand that they played the Arizona Cardinals defense, but to come in your debut and throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns is no small feat. And
well, season debut,
excuse me. And I don't know. I just if you all of a sudden win 5 or 6 games in a row with this guy before Cam Newton comes back, do you really just make the switch back?
I'm not really sure. And a lot of the reports were like, well, you know, just because Kyle Allen came in, slapped around the Cardinals. I mean, yes, it was a very nice performance. I don't even think he threw a pass like longer than like 40 yards.
By the way, 300 yards, Ben. Come on.
265.
Yeah.
261. Wait a
minute. Yeah, right. No,
round
yeah,
up.
He did not.
Round,
you round down? What did I say? 200?
But he did a 4
I don't round
but
up.
But he did a 4
yards.
Touchdowns.
I would have said 260. Yeah.
He did a 4 touchdowns.
That's rounding down.
He made a lot of very nice throws. He's got weapons. He's got Curtis Samuel. He's got DJ Moore. He's got Greg Olsen. McCaffrey. How can you forget McCaffrey?
I didn't. I said him.
It was more of a general. It was a collective. It was like, how could anybody forget Christian McCaffrey? I really don't know. And look, Cam Newton's 30. You know, and granted, Tom Brady's 42. But like that, I don't even want to get into that. You Drew Brees 40, Ben Roethlisberger 37. These guys eventually start to break down, and especially someone like Cam Newton. I mean, how many times do we see him get smacked around, get hit, late hits? He's actually like the person who brought like a lot of light to like quarterbacks taking these like cheap shots at the end because he complained about it.
The only guy who's schmecky you're more on than Baker Mayfield constantly is Cam Newton. And I was on this podcast and I said, as you told me that he could win MVP.
He has won MVP.
That he could win MVP this year.
I agreed. I wasn't here, but I said
that motherfucker sucks. He's on the down. He can't move anymore.
You know what
when
I
love?
By the way,
when you get injured.
Why do you have to get so fiery at a guy who won MVP in his career? And has been a real activist for his community.
You know exactly who Cam Newton's like? And I know that for whatever reason, you guys love Cam Newton. Cam Newton is the same personality to me as LeBron James.
I knew that was coming. I could have laid this entire
and
building
it's so
on that.
Shocking that you guys are so... Why don't you love LeBron? LeBron does so much for the community.
No, but LeBron, Cam does more, but silently.
Yeah, silent. Cam
it's like the anonymous donor.
Cam does nothing silently.
Cam's the
Superman
anonymous donor.
Spreading over his open his chest. I fucking hate him. I laid my balls on them in the Super Bowl against the Broncos.
It's hilarious.
And the Broncos
took him
actually
one of the first bets I ever made.
I remember where I was.
It's like
that
Peyton
Super
Manning
Bowl.
Is not right. Losing his last game.
Do you remember that Super Bowl?
I remember.
That was
me. How many wings did we take?
I don't know. Too many.
Too many. wings. Way too many. That's when we were drinking IPAs. We were throwing back Lagunitas like they were paying us.
I was overweight.
Oh my God. What the hell was wrong with us back then?
What do you mean you were overweight?
But you know what's actually funny? You said that Superman thing because LeBron took that from Cam Newton. Cam Newton had been doing that in Auburn. Let's just get one thing clear.
Yeah, you know who they both took it from?
Don't say.
Clark Kent. Moving on.
Shame I don't think Clark you. Actually did the suit. The whole point of Clark Kent was that he would
get off. That's how he got out.
Yeah, but like, wasn't the thing he would.
What do you think? He undid his pants.
He would like go
and then undid his shirt nicely. He ripped that shit off, dude.
He would be wearing like the work attire. Then he like go into a phone booth, come out, and he's like already. I know, but like, you know.
Vic thinks he had the time to take off his shoes one by one.
Did you ever wonder how the cartoons did that? He's like, well, give me a second to change, honey. Up, I'm here. Here we go.
I think you're confusing Cam Newton and Stan Lee. Cam Newton did not create Superman. Did Stan Lee?
Stan Lee did, I think, Marvel, DC.
Superman's Marvel. Whatever. Stan's DC.
Is that the greatest name ever? Stan
Lee? No, but it was... other way around. Stan Lee's Marvel. He did DC. Superman, I thought, is DC with Batman.
Fuck. No, Superman's Marvel. Because there's Batman versus Superman, one of the Marvel
The
movies.
Dawn of Justice. It's actually Batman V.
Can we do a quick injury report and then give the people what they want? They want to hear our bets. They want to make some money. They want to see some green. And
well, the only part of the injury report, and we're going to mention Ben's boy right now, you got Saquon Barkley, an absurd 4 to 8 week timetable.
What's absurd?
They said they're not going to put him on. I don't like these long.
It's a weird timetable. That's the equivalent. That's a 1 to 2.
So
that's like a 1 right. to 2 year.
So he's not expected to undergo
surgery.
1 to
2 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks, 4 to 8 weeks, and then exactly. six months to a year.
So not expected to undergo surgery. Giants don't have any plans to put him on the IR, but is there any rush to bring this guy back? I'd say regardless of record. Like if he's ready in 5 weeks, but they're 2 and 5.
The answer, like,
you bring him back out there?
The answer is absolutely do not rush Saquon Barkley at all. Saquon Barkley, if Daniel Jones is good, the Giants are in business.
Yep.
Like the debate even 2 weeks ago, I was at a bar and people are still talking about should the Giants have taken Sam Darnold instead of Saquon Barkley. They're probably not having that conversation this week.
Nope.
But we could pump the brakes. I know that I've been talking a lot about Daniel Jones and how good he is, and it's one game. But if he is really good, and Saquon Barkley is really good, the Giants are in business.
Definitely.
So do not bring him back too quickly. If Daniel Jones can find a way, I think that they can probably beat the Redskins this week at home. And then they're going to – they have a tough schedule. They have the Vikings, the Pats. Don't rush him back.
I don't think it's about the schedule. I think the 4 to 8 week timetable is more so to like pump the brakes on the fans. You see how Jets fans are reacting to the whole mono 4 weeks to 9 weeks. And we're like, we need him in 4 weeks. I think giving a wide open window is kind of like he'll come back whenever he's ready and whenever we feel ready. It's not going to be up to Saquon because Saquon will probably go tomorrow. But you got to bring him on easy. He's Saquon Barkley. He's top two running back in the game. You don't want this guy to get seriously hurt. And now that you may have a legit quarterback, like you said, Danny Dimes, you could be in business. And gone are the days where the Giants fans are wishing they had Sam Darnold over Saquon.
Especially because Golden Tate still doesn't come back for another month. It's not like the Giants are ever going to be
week five.
Okay, so 2 more weeks. So if they can hold down the fort, given the fact that the Eagles are struggling, the Redskins are struggling, Dallas seems to be running away with the division. I'm not saying that they can make the playoffs.
I don't think the playoffs and the record has to do anything with bringing Saquon back. I think that's where the Giants could make a mistake. They could we kind of want a couple. Let's rush them out. No. Fuck the playoffs. You don't need it. Just hunker down. Everybody find a significant other for the winter.
Hunker down. It's a great expression. I think that this is the perfect way to move into all 1 and 2 teams, including the Giants. 1 and 2 teams, which ones will make the playoffs and why? Vic, I know you didn't get a word in during that segment, so we're going to let you go in there. Let's start with the NFC because that's what we were just discussing, the Giants. Which 1 and 2 team will make the playoffs and why? Pick one.
I actually see, there's just so much, there's so many question marks with all these teams. The Eagles are the one team that I actually like. They've been there before. Granted, you could say that it wasn't really on the heels of Carson Wentz. It was really Nick Foles, but he got them to where they needed to be to get into the playoffs. They got a big game against the Packers this week. And, you know, this is a team that has a lot of weapons. You got 3 different backs. You got Sanders back there. You still got Darren Sproles doing things he was doing 7 years ago. I don't know how. But Wentz is
very young. And I just think the Eagles know what it takes to make a run. This is a team that builds on momentum. They really could have beaten the Lions last week. They got that crazy block kick. I just see the Eagles somehow pulling it out if they do get there. You know, the NFC North is a big mess right now, a lot of 2-1 teams. But I think when the Eagles catch fire, very hard to slow them down and very hard to slow Carson Wentz down.
I like that call. I feel like Ben and I are going to have the same call here. I think it's the Falcons easily with that high-powered offense. I still believe in Matt Ryan. I love Julio Jones.
Not my answer.
Not your answer, huh? But I think this division is kind of wide open, more so than the Eagles division, where they've got the Cowboys, and I think Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott are absolutely in sync right now. So I think the Falcons could make a run and win the division. Obviously, as we said, Cam is hurt. We don't know how long. Drew Brees can't grip a football. And I don't believe in Mike Evans getting in the end zone three times every game. So I do like this Falcons team.
And that
team
doesn't even guarantee a win.
No, and it doesn't. And this Falcons team, the defense is better than it's been in years past. They got the Titans this week. In Houston next week, those could be two L's. But then you got the Cardinals, home to the Rams, home to the Seahawks. Yeah, you got a tough road, but I believe in them. Prove me right, ATL.
By the way, I think it's a tough road for all of them. I would actually be shocked if one of them made it.
By the way, it's the NFL. It's a tough road for everyone.
I think that just to quickly touch on the Falcons, their win versus the Eagles is the exact reason why I would not pick the Eagles to make the playoffs.
Well, they lost two receivers. They lost Alshon and D-Jax.
But they rolled over and just took it.
Whatever.
I got plastic fucked all.
Fine. Whatever.
Give us your fucking answer.
Fuck. It's the Bucks. I think that I know that you guys are like, what the fuck is
talking
about?
No. I hear you. But I feel like it's a similar reason.
I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense is very good. I think that they ran into whatever the fuck magic happened with Daniel Jones, that they lost that game, but they could easily be 2-1.
By the way, that's a good call.
They beat a Panthers defense in Carolina. Cam Newton was still on the field. Granted, he was injured, but they still held they still held the Panthers to 14 points. You still have Christian McCaffrey. I think that they've always been – there's just some kind of weird home field advantage. Tampa Bay's weird with all their pirate ships.
So weird.
It's just like a weird place. And if they can have a good defense and Jameis Winston has a little confidence with Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson, it's kind of –
DeSean Jackson.
He's on the Eagles. But whoever else is
Godwin.
There. Godwin. It's kind of interesting.
O.J. Howard.
I agree.
Bruce Arians coming back and
Todd
everybody Bowles. Coach again.
Todd Bowles leading the team.
They're an interesting team.
I do agree, and that field is so weird. I think it's an advantage, but I don't think it's a home field advantage. I think it's just the field plays tricks. The stadium, like Aguayo, when Aguayo was the kicker, he couldn't hit a kick.
They've got random trap doors.
It's like playing in Disney World.
It's like Bowser's Castle. I mean, nobody could win. It's like playing Bethpage Black. It's like you versus the course. It just eats you up.
It's pretty underrated.
You're kicking into a pirate ship.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah. Such a weird name.
And the only team to go back-to-back winless seasons. This is back when you had 13-game seasons. Imagine your franchise starting off 0-26.
And they used to wear those
bright orange unis.
Didn't stop. A guy in our fantasy league. He's like,
oh yeah, he's
the only drafts back.
It's great you guys both say NFC South teams. I do agree. Now that you don't know what's going on with Drew Brees, you know they say 6 weeks. That division's wide open. You could sort of be looking at one of those scenarios where like a team gets in like 9-7, winning a division.
Remember that happened a couple years ago.
It's happened.
It could just be like the healthiest team standing. You know, like let's say the Falcons get hit, like Devontae goes down, Devonta, whatever. I mean, you know, it could be the Bucks just waltzing right in.
It's a weird division, but let's talk about the other conference, the AFC. 1-2 teams that will make the playoffs there, and why? I can steal this one first.
By the way, you're not stealing shit. You're part of the program.
It's also
so
funny.
That's like
when you go up to someone like, hey, can I borrow those napkins? What are you going to bring them back?
No,
can you steal?
I didn't say borrow. I said steal.
I know, but like,
you're not stealing.
I always think it's
just
funny.
Take it.
You're asking, can I steal this? Can I just grab one?
Because sometimes it's a little weird. I'm asking a question and answering my own.
You mind if I mug you?
But, yes, is that okay? The Tennessee Titans.
My guy.
The Tennessee Titans are a full football team.
He loves this team.
Defense, great. Running back, great. Quarterback,
meh.
But you can lean on the defense and you can lean on the run.
What about the wide receivers?
And I think that they're pretty damn good.
Corey Davis. Whew.
They don't have receivers.
AJ Brown.
And the other one that I'd love to see, oh please, Minshew's men. If Minshew can just move the Jaguars on offense,
we would go down. I swear we would go down if they make the play. Well, they wouldn't be at home. But if they
go down somewhere.
We'd go down to Tampa Bay to watch our Jacksonville Jaguars.
Our Buccaneers. What about you?
We alluded to this earlier in the program. I like referring to it as a program. I think it's the San Diego Chargers. I feel like Vic's going to agree here. You're getting Derwin James back in a couple weeks. You're getting Melvin Gordon back the week after you play the Dolphins. So I don't really think you need him to beat the Dolphins. This will be a good pick-me-up for this team this week. Eckler's playing well. I don't give a shit how you think I say his name. It's correct.
Eckler.
And you just have a ton of weapons on offense. I mean, love him or hate him, Mike Williams is a huge wide receiver. Hopefully Hunter Henry comes back, but if not, they just scooped somebody like Lance Kendricks or something. I think they scooped.
That's who they got.
Oh, nice. Keenan Allen.
Oh, Keenan Allen. You can't forget Keenan
Allen. Who's
leading the league in receiving
awesome
right now
this year. And him healthy, he's a top-tier wide receiver. So I really like Phillip Rivers. Justin Jackson, nice. The defense, Denzel Perryman. I mean, Bosa. There are a lot of nice guys on this team.
Melvin Ingram.
And I think the Raiders have come back to earth. They don't need to win the Chargers don't need to win the division to make the playoffs. They don't need to beat out the Chiefs. So I don't think they're going to catch the Chiefs, but I think they could get in as a wild card.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a question. They will make the playoffs. I'm not even worried about this. You know, the one game they lost, they missed a field goal to go into overtime, whatever. They lost to a very good
Without their kicker.
Right. They lost to a very good Texans team. I'm not really, you know, bad with it. I really also think the Chargers, the win in week one against the Colts in L.A., I think that was also a competitive game. The Colts have kept games close. Colts are 2-1. Let's not forget that. But what I will say is that I don't think it really matters who they play, who's on their schedule, who's coming up. This team will fight, scrap, claw. You have Phillip Rivers. You can say whatever the hell you want about Phillip Rivers. Yes, he may not put up the greatest numbers. Yes, he may not be top four fantasy quarterback. But what does he do? He
loves
gets into the playoffs.
What did he
double,
do?
Double he loses. Digits, double digit win seasons. I'm sorry that the Patriots are still around.
He reproduces until
they get eliminated from life, which will just never happen. That's who he's going to have to go through. And that also happened with, you know, Sir Andrew Luck. The Colts will get there. They get absolutely slammed by the Pats. Didn't mean they weren't a great team. Didn't mean they didn't deserve to be in the playoffs. This team will figure it out. Jack has said it, the weapons are there. The defense, when they get Derwin James, you can just forget about it. They're as good as anybody. And if they get a game in L.A., you know, I mean, not that many fans show up. But if they get one in the playoffs, I think it'll be pretty damn electric there. And I think they could get to the divisional, maybe even the conference round. We don't know.
They're
we keep saying long season. That's why we do these fun predictions way down the road. I think it's far and away the Chargers have the best chance to make the playoffs. And they will.
By the way, did you see him kiss the nuns before the game the other week?
Who?
Phillip Rivers ran over and kissed. Wow,
so he also doesn't respect God.
He loves God.
Really? Kissing nuns?
He has like 9 kids and he's made them all like altar boys.
So what's he kissing nuns for?
He's kissing them with air kisses.
That's a very different statement.
Eskimo kisses.
You said that he's Eskimo. Walking around kissing nuns.
Maybe it was their hand.
You know
but
who else?
Regardless, they were sitting front row.
You know who else needs to kiss nuns? If they want a chance to win this week, I guess that's just my opinion. Patriots at the Bills. Pats minus 7. Let's go around. Give a quick prediction. Vic, starting with you.
Quick.
I'm going to say Bills. Bills plus 7, and honestly, if you're smart better, you move that puppy up to 7.5.
So you lose more money.
Look, and you always say that, but honestly, every game I've actually made this comment about, I think I've actually ended up being right.
No, I'm kidding.
I feel like Belichick's actually going to have a hard time sort of figuring this team out. You know, you really don't know. You got Devin Singletary hasn't really played that much. He's going to play now. You still got old man Frank Gore back there running between the tackles. You got John Brown. I remember who they are. They had Zay Jones, Cole Beasley. It's really like motley crew. You got Dawson Knox, tight end, who's a bit of a playmaker.
God, I love him.
And I just think.
Where's Charles Clay, by the way? Is he still there?
I'm not
up
sure
there?
Where he is in the league. He may be like third tight end. I just think, look, the Bills are this young, weird team that no one really knows what to think about. They've swept the New York series and the Bengals. But I think having this game at home, a little bit of an advantage.
New York's team.
Look, this isn't freezing Buffalo in December, but it's still a home game. And I think Can you even remember the last time the Buffalo was 3-0?
I don't think it's been since like the Jim Kelly days.
I think the fans itself are just going to propel them. They'll make it close. They won't win. They'll make it close.
I agree. They're gonna keep it close, but you got to be high if you're taking the Bills +7. I think Tom Brady's going to go up there. It's probably going to be a really nice day, which is only going to help this Patriots offense. I think Tom lays down the hammer, shows why this has been his division for the last 18 years. It's a nice story. Bills at 3-0, looking to get to 4-0. There are only so many plastic tables you could break with your hip. I don't think the Bills get it done. The Mafia will be there louder than ever, but I think it's the Patriots. They pull away and show why this is their division.
All that I want to do is say that the Bills are going to cover this spread.
Would love it.
Vic, I'm so with you. The Bills, their defense, Josh Allen, I think they're a really good football team. I don't think that they'll lose to most teams this year. I happen to think that they are a complete football team, and Josh Allen is a great quarterback. He's a scrambler. He's accurate. Deep ball, run. He seems to have the total package. The Patriots at 7 points, I can... They've let up 7 points, I think. No, 14.
They haven't let up a single touchdown.
No, because of what's
the defense hasn't let up a touchdown.
The defense.
The defense has not let up a touchdown. They've all been Jets, kick returns, or whatever the fuck it is.
Pick sixes.
Yeah, the Patriots by 7 or don't touch it. You can't bet against the Patriots. That's just my personal
opinion. And by the way, if I had said Kyle Allen there, I just want to say sorry out there. There's a lot of Allens going on. There's Josh
there's
Allen.
There's a lot of Allens
Kyle
going around.
Allen. There's also Josh Rosen. It's
oh, yeah,
Josh
you're right.
Rosen, Josh Allen, Kyle Allen. Just sorry to the Allen boys. I wonder if they're cousins, distant cousins, brothers. Allen, probably one of the most common last names out there in the world.
Brothers Allen.
The Brothers Allen.
Brothers Allen.
But in case I'm going Kyle and Josh, we're going to use them interchangeably from now on. You'll have to guess who we're talking about.
This is a very interesting week because the next game I feel very similarly about, but I'll let you guys go first. Chiefs at the Lions. The Chiefs are under the hook. 6.5-point favorites at the Lions. Jack, beginning with you.
This one is tough because the Lions are better than, what are they, 2-0-1. They don't have a loss yet.
They're better than undefeated.
They're better than, I mean, I thought they were going to be like 1-2, but they're better than they get credit. I think they're pretty good this year. I just think the way Mahomes slings the ball, if you could get him, you know, for a touchdown, take it. I say Chiefs with the points. I mean, it's they're just too explosive. But the lines are tough. Patricia's got these guys playing some good football. But I think this is where they get that first official loss.
You know what I read today that I guess I never really thought about. Patrick Mahomes has never played a game inside of a dome. And if you see how he can throw it in the air outside in Arrowhead on a cold day in December, actually in January, I mean, we remember that Pats game like it was yesterday, the AFC Championship. I mean, this guy could probably throw it 100 yards inside of a dome. I would never bet against that. You're basically saying, all right, Mecole Hardman, just run. I'll get it to you. All right, Robinson, go get it. All right, Sammy Watkins, do what you do. Kelsey, do what you do. He's going to have fun. He's going to whip it around. I think the Lions' little beginning honeymoon period, I mean, as we said, they easily could have lost the Cardinals. They totally blew it open. The Chargers game, missed field goal.
But they easily could have beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, they could be
easily
3-0.
Correct. But I'm saying it was at that stage. The Chargers, came down to a missed field. I'm saying all these games have come down to missed things. And what was their game? Oh, they just had to come come back and beat the Eagles. Wow, they played a lot of every game for
Eagles
them. It's been a one-possession game.
Eagles have to.
And only one possession. Every game against them has been 3 points or less. I just think the Lions have been playing games a little too close for comfort. Chiefs are going to come in there, a little wake-up call.
I agree.
Again, I want to take the Lions because they've been playing some great defense. Stafford looks pretty good. And if you have a good defense and a good offense, they usually wins you some football games, as we've seen. Every single week so far, the Chiefs have gone down and then outscored their opponents like 50-0 over the next three quarters. Patrick Mahomes in the last two quarters has 6 touchdowns. He is on another planet. So to the point that today I was listening to First Take, and they were literally talking about how he could be the greatest quarterback of all time, which I say pump the brakes, win some Super Bowls, but the guy's doing things like we've never seen before. Vic, to your point, he has some fucking stud athletes at wide receiver, and he can throw at the 80 yards. So if you can run, and you can catch.
He'll find you.
He'll find you and find you really quickly. That's why a 6.5-point spread is nothing. This game could be 21-21. I think it's higher scoring than that, but it could be 21-21 with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I was going to say, if on the off chance you're afraid, you pound this over like you got nothing left in the tank and nothing else on the horizon.
Yeah, you got two guys not afraid to sling the ball.
So I totally disagree. I like the Chiefs like 34-10. I like.
I actually think it's going to be the game of the.
So you agree with us?
I don't like the over.
Oh, you don't like the over.
I don't. I think that we'll see. We'll
I think this actually could be the game of the week.
It could be a really good
defense. Is a little unreliable, but.
Next game: Browns at the Ravens. Ravens -6.5.
Steal this one because I know exactly where you're going with this.
The Ravens is the easiest pick of the week. The only reason why it's at 6.5 is because it's a division game. Division games are known to be closer games, grinded out. Lamar Jackson is not Luke Falk. And guys that aren't named Luke Falk, the Browns seem to have trouble with. They're 1-2, except for against Luke Falk. So Lamar Jackson is going to run all over them, and I think they win by 2 touchdowns. And officially, the Browns' bid for winning this division is over.
I don't know about that last part. I think there's still time to pick up the season, but I think this Ravens
win the
team,
division when the Ravens would be 4-0.
I sorry. We'll see how not
3-1.
Yeah,
3-1.
But they're going into Baltimore, really tough place to play, and this Baltimore team has a huge chip on their shoulder, especially Lamar Jackson being the last of the 5 quarterbacks in that first round last year against Baker. I think he. Goes to town on this Browns D. This Ravens defense is really nice. This is a really good Ravens team. As Ben said, it's the 6.5 because it's a divisional game. I think the Ravens make a statement here.
I will say that the Browns actually make a statement and win this game. There are a lot of good things to build off last week.
Next week.
They played good defense. They picked off Jared Goff twice. It was a defensive battle. 20-13, Sunday Night Football. You're coming off the Monday Night win. It was a short week. I just think there's a lot with the Browns we haven't figured out. There's a lot they haven't figured out. I think they will get their heads right. I think this is an absolute bright spot for Baker Mayfield, and he will come and he will show you exactly how good he is. He will show you that he is not overrated. The defense has been very underrated. I'm going to discount the Titans game. I know it's part of the whole portfolio of the season, but I'm discounting it. You know, they held 3 points against the Jets. They held a scorching Rams offense to 20 points. And they were able to pick off twice. The defense is there. I think they need to figure themselves out. They will get that done this week. They will go into Baltimore, heads held high, walk out of their heads held high. Browns 2-2, and this NFC North is all of a sudden looking like a damn puzzle.
Vikings at the Bears, Chicago -2. Anyone want to steal this?
Yeah, I'm going to steal this. Look, the Vikings, I don't even know what to say about that. I can't even figure out who they are. 1 week they're throwing it 10 times. 1 week they're throwing it 18 times. They're doing nothing with Stephon Diggs. They're using Thielen in sweep plays when really that's where Diggs excels. I don't know what the hell. I know Gary Kubiak, hashtag establish the run, hashtag establish it. Dalvin Cook has been the best running back in football for 3 weeks, but I just don't like what I have seen. The play calling doesn't really add up to me. You're about to go in a Soldier Field against the best defense. It's not even a question here. Try and debate anybody on it. That's one thing Chicago's got. Absolute tough-as-nails defense. I see them getting absolutely steamrolled. This should be a 4.5 to 5.5-point spread.
Wow. Wow. I think it's going to be a really low-scoring game. This is like a defensive grudge match. I agree. I don't know who the Vikings are yet, but I think this is where they find that identity. I think you ground and pound Dalvin Cook. It's a really tough Bears defense, but I'm more worried about this Bears offense. You got David Montgomery, the young kid. I don't believe in Mitch Trubisky right now, and I think Dalvin Cook is the best offensive player on the field, and when you got him, he'll take you to play some places. So I think this is more like a pick 'em. And I like the Vikings squeaking this one out. By the way, over under 38.5. This is going to be a really slow game.
Jack, I completely agree with you. I think that this is going to be very low scoring, so that Bears defense is still going to do a really good job. Besides going into Green Bay and losing, where the Packers look like they have a top 5 defense in the league all of a sudden, The Vikings have been outscoring teams by 16 and 20. They beat, I know, a Falcons team and a Raiders team that they should have beaten for sure. But Cousins, the reason why they're not throwing the ball is because he's turnover prone, and Dalvin Cook looks like a top three back in the league.
Looking like Emmitt Smith out there.
He looks unbelievable. So AP. If they can, it's going to be hard to establish the run against Chicago, but Trubisky, if you're getting picked off to the rate that you're being picked off by the Redskins, he just didn't play a clean game, and he can't seem to play a clean game against anyone. And at least one head coach understands that their quarterback is not good and is having him take a back seat. Matt Nagy is all over Trubisky, thinking he's a godsend and lets him do whatever the fuck he wants, and that's going to lead to turnovers. And when you turn over the ball to the Minnesota Vikings, I think that they make you sorry.
By the way, this NFC North is awesome. I mean,
everybody's above 500.
It's awesome. I mean, even the Lions, 2-0-1, they're in second place in the division.
A lot of good defense.
Such good defense in this division. Low scoring games, but that's what you like if you're overweight and over the age of 40.
The last game on our pick'em spread, it's a damn shame Drew Brees isn't playing, because this would be a game for the ages. Cowboys at the Saints. Dallas is a 2.5-point favorite in this game. I'm going to, as I said, steal this one.
At least you're saying it this time. You're not asking us.
The Saints are going to win this game, and Dallas is going to have its first loss of the year. I think that playing in New Orleans, regardless of who is under center, is hard. I think that Alvin Kamara is awesome. I think that their defense is awesome. I think that Dallas has played the Giants, the Redskins, and the Dolphins, and we need to pump the brakes. Dak Prescott looks like Tom Brady, but Dak Prescott is not Tom Brady. Is Dak Prescott really good? Yeah. Is he going to have a problem with the Saints? Yeah. And I think that this weird Teddy Bridgewater and what the fuck is his name? The other quarterback?
Taysom Hill.
They're just like... Sean Payton's just an offensive mastermind. They do weird things. Their defense is going to pick off Prescott, and I like the Saints to shock the world and win this game.
Now you go.
You want me to go? Because I know you're going to go Cowboys. I agree. I think the Dome is such a tough place to play. I think the win in Seattle last week not only inspired Teddy Bridgewater, but inspired this team to rally behind Teddy Bridgewater. And you got Alvin Kamara, who does things and puts your team in a position to win every week. I was going to bring up the last three opponents for the Cowboys. I mean, you can't discredit them. They got the job done, but it's not like we've seen a ton from this Cowboys team. Let's pump the brakes. Kellen Moore looks like the next big thing, but let's see what they could do against a legit team without their quarterback. So,
Any closing statements before we wrap?
Yeah, I'd like to give my pick first. And
we should probably do that.
That is that... The Dallas Cowboys.
My bad.
Just don't forget who's going to the Super Bowl this year. And it is Dallas. And they're going to show you why.
Vic loves that big D.
Look, pause. You know, the Saints last week, don't forget, they had a punt return for 53 yards, like a really short punt. Then they had a fumble. You know, that's 14 points. That's really 19 points from the offense. I just want to say, let me tell you something. This Saints defense has not been able to stop running backs. What the hell are they going to do with Ezekiel Elliott? Ezekiel Elliott just ran for 125 yards casually in the first half against the Dolphins on 19 carries. I know Alvin Kamara is a special player. I think that's going to be the most fun thing to watch. And again, this is a surefire over bet. But Dallas is going to win this. I actually think we may see a little overtime action, a little 33-30, 40-37, something crazy. But get ready. Amari Cooper, Dak Prescott, Zeke, and the boys taking this one Sunday Night Football.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
Very nice. I'm just writing down.
Yeah.
I like that we're not all on the same page here.
No, we're not.
Some of us are smart and some of us are morons.
If you want a quick update in our standings.
Oh, yes, Vic.
It's actually the college standings against the spread, but we'll now start incorporate NFL.
Oh, I thought we were
talking. I've done the tally. So far against the spread, we're going to combine college football. Jack and I are both 8-6-2. Soffer is 6-8-2. We both pushed on that Kentucky-Florida game. And then we both pushed on the Iowa-Iowa State game.
Ooh, the Cy-Hawk.
The battle for the Cy-Hawk trophy. We're going to get a combined standings
going.
Yeah,
we will. I like that.
Because we're going to narrow it down every week. We're going to give you five games. We're going to give you five college, five pro.
Before we log off, let's update our listeners on the Schwitz League.
Which Victor is still in dead last.
Vic is in dead last, and good thing I get Vic this week after I just threw up 220 points last week. Yes, Ben is still in first. I am in second. Should we go around and say who we're excited for?
Yes.
Ben, steal this one.
One each. Steal this one. You caught me off guard. Maybe somebody else wants to steal it first.
Is that I'll steal it.
Steal it.
Chargers in Miami. No Melvin Gordon yet. I have Keenan Allen. I'm stoked to the max about it.
Yeah. Stoked to the max.
I'm actually, I just picked somebody up. I picked up.
That's when you know you're in trouble.
Scary Terry McLaurin. Who is.
What the fuck are you saying?
This is an 18 league and you're so excited about Scary Terry McLaurin.
He has been putting in top 15 production. There's no reason why he should have been on the wire. He was on the wire. He gets the Giants defense this week. He's been getting in the end zone every single week. Case Keenum will make the throws that he actually does make amid all his stupid mistakes. This guy's going to pop off. I see he's getting in the end zone twice in MetLife, 120 yards,
and
six
back catches. And once back at your place. He's getting two in the end zone.
Once in the cab, once in my place. Damn.
Sluts. Who am I excited for? Cooper Kupp at that defense that I just said was amazing. Tampa Bay. It's a bad matchup for them. It's a bad, bad matchup for them. I think Cooper Kupp just shreds them because there are just too many guys for them to guard. I think that he's going to have a really, really big week. Actually, sorry, I take it back. There's somebody I'm even more excited for.
I knew you were going to do that.
Because my team is so fucking good. Derrick Henry is going to eat the Falcons alive. They can't stop the run
alive.
They can't stop anyone. I think Derrick Henry has two touchdowns. And I go on to – I'm playing a tough team. Weinrub's team is really serious. Probably because he has all the
place.
Cowboys.
They're in second to last place.
Are they really?
Yeah. By the way, this team's very this league's very shifty. I mean, yeah, it's eight teams, and we've only had 3 weeks, so it's Ben and I in first.
By the way, he's not in last. He's 2-1.
He's 1-2.
No, he's not.
Who's
looking at it
again?
Queen Olivia.
Oh. Yeah, he's 2-1. Nice. Paul and OJ, 1-2. Oh, and this, yeah. Okay.
And Vic's at a nice.
Oh, and Max.
Vic's at a nice 0-3.
Wow, Davante Adams. Oh,
and if I can't look forward to that, I can look forward to Survivor. We started with 298 entries in our Survivor pool. We've got 227 people still alive. Haven't been too many surprises this year. Everyone's sort of just been picking against the Miami Dolphins, which we have said is probably should be your strategy for the rest of the season. Don't forget to make your pick. You have every week until Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern time to get that pick in. Just remember, anyone you've picked thus far, you can no longer pick them. It's the beauty of Survivor. And I can't wait to see how we get a little further down the line. Maybe we get some listeners, toss us some DMs, let us know what they're looking forward to. Top 10 finishers get prizes.
Did you give your Survivor pick for the week?
I have not yet.
Let's do that. One each.
Who's playing the Dolphins?
Chargers.
Okay, Chargers.
I got one. I'm going to go Colts at home to the Raiders. I like what they're doing.
Love that.
I definitely have to go Chargers. At the Dolphins, especially because I just don't really want to take the Chargers during any other game, and there's no shot that they lose to what will go down as a historically horrendous football team. Well, that's our show, folks. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, I'm Ben at Boy With No Job.
I'm Vic at VWeb.
And I'm Jack at Jack Not John.
Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Super, super important. If you have any feedback, if you love this episode of NFL Schwitz, please let us know. If you hated it, as always, keep your opinion to yourself. And yeah, that's it. Thank you guys so much, and see you next week.